Well, this next guest is a longtime dear friend, a man that I respect and honor for his knowledge of the Word of God, for his ministry over the many years. He's in his 80s. He's still going. I started to say still going strong. Well, you know, as we get older, I'm not sure how strong we are in going, but we keep at the task, and the Lord does give us the strength. I'm talking about Dr. John Whitcomb. Dr. Whitcomb, graduate of Princeton University, but then got his heart right as he got saved. He started studying the Word of God, has written a number of books, one great one on the flood, the flood of Noah's day. He co-wrote that with Dr. Henry Morris. It's a classic, and you need to get a copy of it if you don't have it. But he's written a number of other books as well. Dr. John, I wanted to talk to you. We're approaching quickly Christmas Day. I know that Jesus Christ, in his ministry, 3 years of ministry, 3.5, he did some 30 different miracles, which would give proof of his messiahship, that indeed he was the Messiah that was promised in the Word of God. However, as I understand it, there are over 300 prophecies of a coming Messiah, and Jesus Christ fulfilled all of these. Now, am I correct on that number? And in your opinion, what would be the greatest of the prophecies pertaining to the Messiah which Jesus Christ fulfilled?
Well, Jimmy, let's start with Isaiah 9:6. What an amazing statement. For a child, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Notice he's coming as a baby, but he'll be God's son. And what kind of a son? Listen, and the government will be on his shoulders. And his name will be, this is a description of his nature, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. No end to the increase of his government or peace on the throne of David and over the kingdom to establish and uphold it with righteousness and judgment forevermore. And I say thank you, God, that that is the one who came 2,000 years ago to this world, according to Isaiah. Of course, there are many, many other prophecies of the fact that this one is coming. He's coming. Well, how was he going to come? Isaiah 7:14, a virgin would conceive and bear a child and call his name Emmanuel. It would be a virgin mother that would bring the Son of God into the world with a divine and human nature, one person, two natures. And I say, thank you, Lord, for that marvelous promise fulfilled. Where did it happen? In Bethlehem. Micah 5:2. Bethlehem of Judea, though thou be little among the thousands of Judea, yet out of thee shall come forth he who shall be ruler in Israel. And, of course, the Jews knew that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. They knew that. But they said, you were not born in Bethlehem. Remember John 7:42, you were born in Galilee. They were wrong. They should have known better. And I say, I mean, the wise men, the whole city was alarmed when the wise men said, it's in Bethlehem that it'll happen. And now, not only who is he going to be, and how is he going to come? And where is he going to be coming? But listen to this. When will he come? Well, friends, God told Daniel the prophet 2,500 years ago that after the 69 weeks from the going forth of that decree in the book of Nehemiah to Messiah the Prince would be what? 483 years. That comes to the time of Christ's public ministry, friends. And I say, Lord, who else could it be then? Only Jesus of Nazareth, born in Bethlehem, came from God the Father as a love gift to the human race, could be the Savior. And that's the one we celebrate, dear friends, on this Christmas season.
Yes, indeed. And you've barely touched the hem of the garment with the prophecies that pertain to the first coming of Jesus Christ. Prophecy is a major component in understanding who Jesus claimed to be, and he did fulfill those prophecies. So it's important for us to study Bible prophecy because these things, these prophecies, did not just happen by chance. They were happening by design. Would you not agree?
Right, absolutely. And nobody can read the Bible, beginning in Genesis 3:15, that he would be the seed of the woman that will crush the serpent's head. Only God could do that. And Jesus is not only human, but divine. He has the attributes, he has the characteristics that alone, uniquely, could solve the problem of sin in mankind forever. God so loved the world, he gave whom? His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have, right now, have eternal life. Thank you, God, for that greatest of all, unspeakable gifts at that first Christmas 2,000 years ago.
Amen and amen. Well, Dr. John, let me ask you this final question of you. If indeed we had so many prophecies that were fulfilled in the first coming of Jesus Christ, and somebody has said that maybe there's five times that many prophecies about the second coming, do we not have the assurance, the authority upon which then to look forward to the second coming as well? If the first coming prophecies were fulfilled in absolute detail, can we not count on those prophecies of a second coming being fulfilled that same way?
Absolutely. And while many are depressed at human governments, we say, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, not somewhere, no, some other planet or galaxy, but on this planet, that your will might be done on earth as it is in heaven. And he's coming soon, friend. It could be today. Born-again Christians will be caught up in what is called the rapture. Resurrection of dead Christians, the rapture, the transformation, glorification of living Christians. It could be today, friend. Are you ready? Do you know Jesus as your Savior who died for your sins and rose again? I say thank you, Lord, for the Christmas season. We can make this message clearer, perhaps, than at the time of the year. People are more likely open to hearing something about the Savior of the world.
And let's keep looking up for that second coming as well. Dr. John Whitcomb, a special friend, a broadcast partner right here on Prophecy Today. John, to you and your lovely wife, Norma, may you have a blessed Merry Christmas, and we'll talk again probably next year sometime.
God be willing. Thanks, Jimmy. The Lord bless each and every one of you. God bless.